Chapters 3 and 4 cover 14 different methods or approaches to teaching. And these chapters are essential in providing a framework for decisions about what kind of teaching and learning to do in a digital age. I have to say that although there's quite a lot of methods here, they're not the only methods I could have chosen. In fact, we will look at two more in the next chapter when we look at massive open online courses. And amongst these 14 methods I've described in the previous two chapters, I've given very brief descriptions of them. There's much more to these methods that I could have written about. And it's really important if you're interested in any of these methods and you're not familiar with them to follow up on the references. I'd like to point out that in my view, there's no one method that is the best. The method that will work best will depend very much on the context in which one's working. But even within the most appropriate methods for a particular context, success will depend very much on how well that method is designed. And I will talk about the key design features for quality teaching more fully in Chapter 11. In chapter 4, at the end of chapter 4, I also provide one simple framework for deciding on appropriate methods, although other frameworks are possible. But for me, the key criterion in making a decision about appropriate teaching methods is, will this method enable further the development of the knowledge and skills a learner will need in a digital age? And that, for me, is the key criterion. The next chapter discusses major new developments in teaching methods, a major new development in teaching methods, massive open online courses. And this is such an important development that it really needs a whole chapter to itself.